And welcome back to Late in Life Lesbian. This is Sammy Nisbet, and happy Saturday. So my wife and kids are moving the last of their belongings into our home this weekend, tomorrow, and so begins our life together under one roof. We've got 6 people, 1 dog, and 3 cats. We haven't told the cats yet, or the dog, but I will keep you posted on their respective nervous breakdowns. Today I want to talk a little bit about being out and about as the not-so-better half of a lesbian couple. A few years ago, I remember going to the Pride Parade in New York City for the first time, and that was back in 2008. And I remember being overwhelmed by this celebration of love and life, and I felt that I wished that every day could be like a Pride Parade, but it wasn't. It was one day in a designated location where for a few short hours, we could all be ourselves. And then it was over. It's a really crazy thing to finally be out and true to yourself. Happy to finally be in a relationship that fits just right and to not be able to demonstrate my affections publicly. I mean, when I was married to my ex-husband, I thought nothing of holding his hand in public or putting my arm around him, or giving him a kiss, hello, or goodbye, or dancing slow dances at weddings and parties. But it's not like that now in my relationship, in my current relationship. And I know that there are plenty of people in same-sex relationships who have no qualms about all of that, and I applaud them, and I'm jealous. I did an interview for the Huffington Post Live segment. It's a new function of the site that brings contributors into live conversations via webcam, and we discuss various topics. So this particular interview was about the pressures that women face to lose weight after having children. There was one guy on the panel who was promoting a book who said that people need to have the mental strength not to care what others think of them. He also said that being fat, even after a pregnancy, was a choice, but that's for another day. I'm kind of thinking this guy is of the mindset that being gay is a choice too, but that's beside the point. Back to his original statement that people need to have this mental strength. Yeah, that's so easy. It's so very easy for you not to care what people think of you. He went on to say that he's trained thousands of people to have this mindset. Of course, when I asked what the price was for this training or these seminars, he neglected to answer. And then he said, oh, anyone can do it with just a few simple steps. But again, he didn't say what those steps were. So I'm still in the dark over here. The fact of the matter is that we're all human beings and we're all different. And we all, at the root of it, want approval in one way, shape, or form. And we are very aware of how we'll be judged. And again, a perfect mindset would make us not care if we're being judged or not. But let's face it, everything we do is guided by how we think we'll be judged. You wake up in the morning, you shower, you brush your teeth because you don't want people to think you're stinky. You comb your hair in a certain way. At work, your job performance is going to be judged by others who are going to give you an evaluation and ultimately determine whether you get a raise or not or whether you get that paycheck. As a kid, you behave in a certain way because Santa is out there judging you somewhere from wherever to see if you're worthy of that shiny new bike. It's ingrained in each and every one of us. Judgment provides us with a moral compass in some respects. When you grow up in a society in which homosexuality is deemed evil or deviant or bad, and when you live most of your life trying to hide that, ridding yourself of the fear of being judged by what people think of your relationship is difficult. It might even be impossible for some people. I remember years and years ago when I was in my 20s and I was running through a parking lot in a rainstorm with my sister, and we were laughing hysterically and we were holding hands as we ran across the parking lot through the storm. And all of a sudden, a bunch of kids started screaming, "Dykes! Dykes!" Of course, we laughed even harder because we knew we weren't. Well, at least my sister knew she wasn't. And that brought me back to when I was in high school in the 80s. And it was a time of neon clothes and leg warmers and very, very high hair. And my hair was cut short in, an asymmetrical haircut. Not too ironic. But it was very punk and it was very different than my peers, my haircut. And a lot of people thought that I had a very cool, chic style, but for the most part, I didn't fit in. I remember going to Friendly's one night after we were working on the yearbook, and I was having a fribble with my friends. Remember those? Do they still have them? And I walked past this table of gorgeous, gorgeous jocks, and one of them yelled, "Nice haircut, dyke." That was a hoot. Gosh, we all got a good laugh about that. But after that, I let my hair grow long. And let me tell you, it achieved a height that put me well over 6'5". But flash forward 20 years or so, I had just come out. I was in a relationship that I loved being in with a partner that I love. Yet I could only show her signs of affection behind closed doors when we were alone. When we went out, I'd take extra precautions not to give off any signals that we were a couple. And again, I have to say, this was or is all in my head. I should have the mental strength not to care. But somewhere in the recesses of my brainwashed head, I know that I'll be judged negatively by a lot of people. Here's another thing. I have a comedian friend who's a lesbian. And to look at her, you just know she's gay. And she does a fantastic bit about her appearance on stage. But she's in a loving relationship with a beautiful woman. And they live the next town over from me. And the town is very, very Italian. And I'm thinking that even though my friend's physical appearance indicates that she's gay, she and her girlfriend probably don't sit at the local Italian restaurant and hold hands. And it's not because she's embarrassed by who she is, but because of the way she'd be treated by the patrons, and probably even the staff. And who needs the headache? Who wants to be made to feel like an outcast? You just want to go enjoy your meal with the one that you love and feel okay about it. Now, maybe my friend and her girlfriend do occasionally hold hands in the streets of her town, but I don't recall ever seeing that. And that makes me sad for them, and for us. About 2 years into my relationship with my wife, I started doing stand-up comedy. And I was asked to perform during Women's Week in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Now, I had heard that P-Town was the gay mecca of the Northeast, and I was thrilled beyond belief to go, to perform, to be in a place where you could just be gay. So we threw the kids in the car, and we headed for gay paradise. And when we got there, it was just that. There were so many men and women in the streets, at clubs, at restaurants, walking hand in hand, kissing, hugging, dancing, just being who they truly were. There was nothing better than walking down the street holding my girlfriend's hand or putting my arm around her, you know, and not having a care in the world. The feeling was overpowering, and the feeling was short-lived, because the weekend came to an end, and we had to face reality. That six-hour drive back to our home, or my home, back to an unaccepting world, was unbearable. Now, we've returned several times to P-Town throughout the years, and I have to say, I go there with mixed emotions. I can't wait to get there, but it makes me so angry that we have to drive to a specific location just so that we can be gay or be who we want to be without being judged. Not even being gay, that was the wrong term. Just be without being judged for who we love. And gay bars and clubs are the same. Why can't I go to any place I want and openly show that I'm with a woman? Why can't I sit at a local diner and hold her hand across the table? And you're right, I can do that, theoretically, but not without criticism. I feel like the world has set up these enclaves for gay people, kind of like Chinatown or Little Italy. I know it's a stretch, but the country's done this to all types of people. I mean, think about segregation of blacks and whites, or the Japanese internment camps. Well, now we have Homotown, right? Little pockets of real estate where gays can be together, but nowhere else. And it gets me thinking about the direction that this divided country is going in. We have an election coming up in which one candidate can passionately and publicly tell the nation that he believes that people should be able to love and marry whomever they want. And we have another candidate who passionately and publicly tells the nation that same-sex marriage is unacceptable. And the latter has plenty of Bible-toting supporters to back him up. The opinion of the person who holds the highest position in this country, his position or her position, whoever, their position on same-sex relationships will most certainly set the tone for the nation on acceptance or rejection. And that scares me. I just want to interject something and make a point. I found this clip after I put together my thoughts on this episode. And if you have a minute, take a look at the link that I've provided with this. Ann Romney was recently interviewed and asked her opinion on whether she thought women in lesbian relationships should be given the right to marry. Now, Mrs. Romney would not answer the question, stating that it was not really an important issue. She said that they were hot-button issues that detract from the real issues, being jobs and the economy. Now, to have a person that will possibly be the next First Lady say that our issues are not important speaks volumes, completely dismissing this very, very, very important big issue about equality and acceptance. Now, that being said, I would like to think that I'll live to see a day where slow dancing with my wife at someone's wedding will be as commonplace as watching my grandparents dance. And I'd like to think that even if that doesn't happen, that I'll develop the mental strength without having to pay for some type of hokey training to only be concerned that I'm being judged for being a decent human being and not for who I love. Maybe every day will be my pride parade. Let's hope. This is Sammy Nisbet. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just check out our website. Email me. Give me a call. And have a great weekend. Thanks so much.